post-pizza clarity. All right, guys, it's Friday, Valentine's Day. I just want to give you a quick one on the way out. So I'm going to let you know a little story about what happened at our office. So let me set the backstory. For you guys that are outside of our area of practice, I run a chiropractic clinic, and we have a fantastic group of guys and girls together that work in here. I mean, it's just probably the most fun work environment I've ever even thought of. It's a blast. So yesterday, one of our interns was having a birthday, and a few of us at lunch decided to go out for pizza. He had never tried a pizza at this one place down the road, so we went to try it. And that's okay from time to time. But the idea here is you gotta look for a result. Because what happened is we went out there, had a great time, we all had our pizza, we came back to work in the afternoon after lunch, and we could barely stay awake. And we certainly, collectively, felt like crap. Now, why is that? Why can we go out and have a pizza and just feel utterly worthless in the afternoon? Well, the reason is because for the most part, all of us are pretty clean eaters. We're pretty pure with our diets, especially around lunchtime, because we usually get a workout in and then get a quick lunch. So we introduced a lot of food at lunchtime that our body didn't like. And here's the thing, a lot of people do this daily. Heck, sometimes they even do it every meal. And the trouble is your body gets used to that. It gets used to the whole idea of this food is coming in that you don't like. So it just stops sending the signal. Your body's gonna get used to everything, but that doesn't mean it still likes everything. You still get the reaction. You still get the gut distress. You still get the poor digestion. You still get the chemicals and the hormones spiking in the wrong directions, but it stops sending the signal. But it still happens. The other example like this is my brother. My brother was diagnosed a few years ago with rheumatoid arthritis, and he went from being a top-of-the-line wrestling coach to needing a cane and hobbling out of the bed like an old man every so often. Once he figured out, and it wasn't a quick process, it took him a couple years, but once he figured out it was a dietary issue, and when he got rid of the dietary distress, he had no inflammation, and his gut worked properly, his rheumatoid arthritis went away. Now, I'm sure if you are a rheumatist, you would say, well, it's just in remission. But it's in remission because there is no inflammation. And without inflammation, there's no itis part of the arthritis. So I want that to kind of make sense to you guys. What we're calling this phenomenon is post-pizza clarity, right? We went out for pizza. We kind of regretted it a couple hours later. Post-pizza clarity, use it. The idea is not that you can't go out and have a pizza so often. And I'm not telling you what to do. The idea is before you go out and try something that you may be aware your body doesn't like, think about it. Is it worth the consequences? The second thing is, if you are wondering why you have chronic issues that just won't respond, you need to start looking for clues. I can't push that enough on this website. We have to become detective and look for clues. And what I see clinically is most of us, as far as patients, as far as human beings that come into my clinic, you aren't even looking for clues. You are so used to feeling like crap that you don't even know you do. So look for those kind of clues, look for your timing. Man, I always feel crappy at 3 o'clock. It must be that afternoon sluggishness. Yeah, no, I don't feel like crap at 3 o'clock almost every day. The problem is you are eating a horrible lunch and sitting for 2 hours, and your body is trying to scream at you. So pay attention for the clues. Look for your post-pizza clarity. Get yourself working better. Happy Valentine's Day, everybody. Go out and enjoy your day.